Sometimes it seems everywhere you look, the government is saddled with outmoded technology. People usually blame the procurement system, but one professor argues part of the problem is outmoded thinking. Kevin D'Souza is Associate Dean for Research at the College of Public Service at Arizona State University. He joins me now with more on his latest Tech Tank article. Professor D'Souza, great to have you back.
It is a pleasure to be on.
What you've done is outline the fact that there are several perhaps outmoded ways of thinking. You mentioned waterfall development as one of them. What is going on? What are you finding in the research here?
Over the last 3 years, I have had the pleasure of researching quite a few technology projects at all layers of government. And what I have been struck by is the reason why we have failed technology projects, or the reason why we do not get as much out of technology, is due to outdated management practices more so than due to outdated technology practices. And so by management practices, I mean the ways in which we administer and govern everything around these emerging technologies or established traditional technologies. And so what we ended up doing was we invited quite a few contributors who were involved in either the research practice or the advocacy of various technology-related projects to basically propose an idea that needed to be retired when it comes to how technology is managed. And so that became the basis of our new series at the Brookings Institution.
And just give us some of the top names before we get to the ideas they decided that needed to be deep-sixed. Who are some of the people?
We purposely try to get a representative group. And so just as examples, we've had David Bray, who is at the FCC, write about experimentation. We've had the CIO and the city manager of Palo Alto and Austin write about open data and outdated technologies. We've had Steve Kelman, who is at Harvard, write about contractor performance ratings. And so we try to get a group that represented the broad swath of knowledge and expertise on the topic.
Did any particular practice come up over and over again? Is there one overarching practice of management that really everybody thought should go?
Well, so we purposely did not want to hone in on just one practice. However, if you read all of the practices, you will see common themes emerge. For example, the lack of collaboration, the outdated contracting management processes, things like how do we manage outdated infrastructure, how do we experiment and take risk, and the role of the CIOs. I mean, so you do see common themes emerge across these. However, we purposely wanted to have quite an exhaustive list of key practices that were candidates for retirement.
We're speaking with Kevin D'Souza, Associate Dean for Research at the College of Public Service at Arizona State University. Start with, say, David Bray. What did he suggest, for example, that should be eliminated or at least altered or updated as a management practice?
So David Bray wrote a very eloquent piece on why do we need to encourage more experimentation rather than being risk-averse. And so the gist of his contribution was we have a propensity to be very, very risk averse and have an absolute intolerance for failure when it comes to IT projects in the public environment. However, if you look at our counterparts in the private environment, they learn through these failures. They learn through the process of experimentation and prototyping. And so his whole point was we need to move away or retire the idea that everything is going to be perfect from the outset and encourage a culture of experimentation.
What else?
I think if you look at the other contributors, so if you look at Dan Chinook from the IBM Business of Government group, he wrote a rather interesting piece on how the federal budgeting process inhibits the ability of agencies to innovate. And his point being that the timeline of about 4 years, roughly, from the time an internal request is made till it makes its way through the various layers in the budgeting process inhibits agencies to take advantage of emerging technologies and information technology innovations. And so his whole proposal was about splitting up the IT budget request from those that are more routine and largely revolve around maintenance and legacy programs versus those that have to be more real-time and agile, and actually having a dual way of navigating those through the various budget processes. Another contributor and my co-editor on this project wrote about how in the public environment we have a tendency to throw in rock star CIOs from the private environment and with the hope that these rock stars can easily come in and change how technology is managed. His research has shown that actually rock stars actually struggle. Rock stars have a higher burnout rate due to the fact that they have challenges navigating the complexities of the bureaucracy. And so these are just a few of the over 24 various ideas that are going to be covered in the series.
And what will you do with them once they're all collected?
Well, so the goal is actually to begin to find ways of advancing the conversation and the practice around now that we have outlined these outdated ideas, how do we begin to change the various governance project and also the entire ecosystem around how agencies manage IT for value? And so we are hoping to organize a pretty significant workshop and also begin to take a few of these ideas and run pilot programs within agencies to see how we might begin to change the established / incumbent practice.
Kevin D'Souza is Associate Dean for Research at the College of Public Service at Arizona State University. Thanks so much for joining me.
It is a pleasure.
Read his article and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com / Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.